Holmes, Human-Computer Inversion and the Art of Constrained Code. Nathan Fielder's documentary about Elizabeth Holmes premiered at Telluride, generating a modest 30-comment Hacker News thread whose discussion was nonetheless pointed. The HN community has a specific relationship to the Holmes story. Her fraud intersected with Silicon Valley culture, with the mythology of the founder, and with the credibility that the technology industry sometimes extends to ambitious people who speak the right language. Fielder's previous work explores how people construct and inhabit personas, making him a genuinely interesting choice for a subject whose fraud was, in large part, a performance. An essay titled "I'm a Seeing Eye Dog for Computer" drew 74 points and 74 comments. The author's argument is that humans are increasingly performing tasks that help AI systems navigate reality, labeling data, confirming edge cases, solving CAPTCHA, rather than the reverse. The inversion the title describes is metaphorical, but the observation is precise. Systems have been built that in some contexts require human guidance more than the human requires the system's assistance. The programming is art post with 87 points and 91 comments, more comments than upvotes, which on Hacker News typically signals a contentious piece, argues that programming is a creative discipline in the same sense music or visual art is. The Python in 1024 bytes project that appeared the same day functions almost as an illustration. Constrained problem solving pursued for aesthetic reasons, structurally identical to a sonnet. The debate in the thread between people who find that framing liberating and people who find it imprecise reflects a genuine and unresolved question about whether the artistic and engineering framings of programming produce different outcomes when applied to the same problem. The Caltech Mathathon, a hackathon format applied to research-level mathematics, poses an adjacent question. Whether the 2 4-to-4-8-hour ship something culture transfers to a discipline that typically operates on timescales of months or years.